And our special guest for the night, Mary Protestant.
Hey there, y'all.
You may know her as Mary Protestant on Twitter and the wife of Mr. Roscoe Jones. So, step one of the show when we have a new guest, as always, we want to get a little background and your red pill story. Mary, tell us, how'd you end up here?
It really wasn't that far of a tumble for me, to be honest. I was raised by a military family, so I always had right-leaning tendencies. Unfortunately, my dad was born a couple years after World War II. Yes, he is pretty old at this point. But unfortunately, as Republican as he, conservative as he is, he still cucks so hard for Israel. So I was raised in that kind of manner, you know, just basic bitch conservatism. I took that, when I first registered for voting, I registered libertarian just because, you know, I disagree with things on both sides. Little did I realize that I needed to be over on the far side to where anything left of Pinochet was considered a bitch to me. But I do my best. Once I got to college, I was pre-med. Started doing a lot of research on my own. Started watching documentaries when I was actually a research student working on cancer treatments. And when I started doing that, especially when I started diving into the FDA and things like that, it started to put inclinations in my mind about the government and stuff like that. So then I dove into a lot of the government conspiracies. My favorites happen to be Ruby Ridge, of course. That's always a good one. Oklahoma City bombing, of course, tied to it. 9/11. I will never turn down a 9/11 documentary. I didn't really fall down the rabbit hole necessarily on the JQ until Roscoe. And that was a real weird pill to swallow. Because, you know, you kind of come into it and you think, okay, they're just looking out for themselves. But then you start noticing the coincidences.
When you say weird pill to swallow, are you talking about Jews or Roscoe?
Little of column A, little of column B. So I resisted on that one a little bit. I'll admit it. You know, I just kept reminding myself, oh, they're just looking out for themselves. I don't blame them. They're not the only ones that do it. It was once I started realizing not just their prevalence, but their bias against white people in general, that I started to get angry about it. I've done it. And then, you know, the JQ. And it wasn't necessarily a disillusionment. It was just, they're just people. No, they're not. They are not people. They are not, quote unquote, fellow white people. So that's when I started swinging to ethno-nationalism. And then once I realized the state of the U.S., I realized that fascism was going to be our best bet in order to recover.
When you say fascism is the only way to get us out of this mess, it's the same as the idea that once the culture is degenerated far enough, you have to have the age of Caesarism, where we have to have a strong man that can come in and hold it together long enough for us to straighten things out. Sometimes
you mean
works,
like Weimar Germany and Hitler?
Yeah,
exactly. I'm just saying. Get an illegal weapon. Let's not fuck around here.
It absolutely is not. It's extremely simple.
All you have to do is go to the nigger side of town and you can get one pretty quick. Oh, yeah, I went to school with this girl. She actually lived in my neighborhood when I was growing up, and we were, you know, I'd say okay friends. And she has a big old echo around her name and her new husband's name. And I showed my mom pictures from her wedding, and I said, wow, she looks really pretty here. And she went, yeah, for a Jew. And
nice.
I was like, fuck yeah, based mom. And then I think, wait a second, Dad was the one that was about to get in a fist fight with Roscoe about this topic. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, you get my dad drunk enough, he will definitely drop nigger at family dinners around. Unfortunately, my brother's a race traitor.
Oh.
He will drop nigger at the table while everyone's just sitting there enjoying their meal, and I almost spit out my food every damn time.
Oh, my mother has scolded me and my grandfather. We're sitting in the living room talking about, you know, football or whatever, and, you know, my grandfather's just like, yeah, Doc, them damn niggers, we need to do something about these niggers. And then my mom's like, Pawpaw!
Well, like, my mom grew up in the 60s in what I will call, and what maintained to be, the highest nigger crime rate area in the country for decades until
Baltimore?
Detroit was an up-and-coming. Gary, Indiana. She grew up in Gary, Indiana.
Is like, yeah, it's the murder capital of the U.S.
Was until Detroit and Baltimore.
Well, yeah.
In the past, like, 5 years. I shit you not, Gary held this record for, I believe, 2 to 3 decades. From the Civil Rights Movement up until Detroit and Baltimore. Which was, at least in the past, I don't know, 5 years or so, I think, was the last I saw the crime statistics that they were allowed to take. And so she's been race real since, I don't know, she was probably 5 or 6. She had a very, very rough upbringing being a pretty blonde white girl. So
for any listeners,
she's race real as fuck.
Real quick, for any listeners who aren't aware, while Chicago does have a fuck ton of shootings and murders every weekend, per capita, Baltimore is much more dangerous.
Hey, per capita is a big concept for people. Luckily, none of them listen to this. That all requires a skin hue that we don't allow in these areas.
And just for the record, since you mentioned, you know, people with darker skin not being allowed in these circles, I've had black people on my podcast, Mary.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You ever heard of
Outliers are not statistically significant. Don't get me wrong. There are base black people. There are ethno-nationalist blacks. There are things like that. Absolutely. And I fully support them separating themselves the fuck away from me. But that's not the point. They do not represent a large enough percentage of their communities to ever be worth anything.
Mary, I'm sure
you've
heard.
Right now, especially with our new movement of it's okay to be white, you have even people in normie circles going, really? Is there something wrong with me? I was born this way and suddenly I'm a terrible person because of it?
Mary, so you're familiar with the Hoteps, right?
Yeah.
That's
as far as black people go, they're my favies. Alfonso, I think was his name. He was a video podcaster, I think.
Okay, we don't need to hear about your past sexual conquests in the Hoteps, okay?
Oh, God, no. I have never in my life ever attracted to a nigga. I am not into bestiality. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, but when you're like, what was his name? Alfonso?
Look, I know you're trying to poke the badger and get a rise out of me, but bestiality is disgusting.
It's bestiality, okay. Dear. There's no A
Hold
in
on.
Bestiality.
Hold on, y'all.
You know, I'll go ahead and plug Exodus Americanus if you need a white pill for the day, if you need some fun drops, if you need a good way to spend some time, go ahead and tune in. They usually try to release on Mondays. Of course, there's issues, especially when you're wrist deep in poopy, but we do the best we can, and it would definitely be a pleasure of mine to come back on anytime you'll have me.
And if you really want to hear stories about high school wrestling, definitely listen to Exodus Americanus.
Yeah, high school is where it stopped, let me tell you.
Mary, will you plug your Twitter?
I have actually deactivated. I was getting hit by the report squads. I hope to be back soon as Madam Hate Facts. I was also on Wrong Think until they started trying to attack me there as Mrs. Hate Facts, MRS Hate Facts. And I hope to be back there before too long. I need to set up some more verification, make sure our VPN's good, things like that. So hopefully I'll be back in a couple of weeks and y'all can hit me up then.